Remind us that this day is a day to share and care in the knowledge of God's love for us.
And we pray together.
Lord, we come to you, ready to celebrate and give you thanks for your gift of Jesus, ready to worship, ready to bless one another with hope, peace, love, and joy. Amen.
Christmas, wherever you are, the big day has finally arrived, and we continue to worship God with a reading from Isaiah. A child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, he will rule over us, and he will be called Wonderful Advisor and Mighty God. He will also be called Father who lives forever and Prince who brings peace. There will be no limit to how great his authority is. The peace he brings will last forever. He will rule on David's throne and over his kingdom. He will make the kingdom strong and secure. His rule will be based on what is right and fair, and it will last forever. The Lord's great love will make this happen, for he rules over all.
To restrain us. Let us pray. Well, Lord, it's here at last. After all our eager anticipation, our waiting in hope, and what we sincerely trust has been our joyful preparation, the day has come. We celebrate the wonder, the simplicity, the open mystery of the birth of your Son, our Saviour. You promised, and your promise was fulfilled. And we celebrate the fulfilment of that promise on this special day. Lord Jesus, as we celebrate your birthday, be with us in our worship and help us to know true peace and joy at Christmas. But most of all, we worship and praise you that you do come constantly into the world and into the lives of those who believe and trust in your name. The humble, ordinary working folk, represented by the shepherds, were the first to visit you. The clever, the intellectuals, represented by the wise men, came later to marvel at, recognize, and appreciate your birth. They represent the span of all the peoples of the earth to whom and for whom you came. Lord Jesus, as we celebrate your birthday, be with us in our worship and help us to know true peace and joy at Christmas. But Lord, we also have a confession to make. The celebration of our Lord's birth is a time to be happy because in him there is good news and hope. But as we rejoice, we remember that our world is not always full of happiness and that adults and children in many places are in desperate need in so many different ways, often because of the wickedness, thoughtlessness, and self-interest of others. So, as we celebrate this most special of birthdays, let us call to mind the times when we as individuals or as communities cause others and the Lord himself to be sad. We ask for your forgiveness and strength so that we might bring joy and love to our fellow human beings and that you would delight in what we do. May the birth of Jesus make us more human. May the life of Jesus teach us his way. May the death of Jesus forgive us our sin. And may the resurrection of Jesus give us God's power to live by now and always. God of all mercies, on this celebration of your Son's birth, we confess that we have made others sad through our sin, and so have grieved you. We repent of all our wrongdoings, both the things we have done and assuredly should not have done, and the things we should most assuredly have done but neglected to do. We ask for your forgiveness and strength so that we might bring joy and love to our fellow human beings and that you would delight in what we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, we wonder at your love and we give you thanks that through your birth you have brought light and joy and peace to 2,000 years of human life. Because you took our flesh, may we follow your example and put your light, joy, and peace into action, that others may see and know you, know your love, and follow your ways. May we enjoy this day of celebration, despite our nation and the world's present predicament, and let its message carry us forward in the love and hope of Christ. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer. We pray our Lord's words using the traditional translation. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
May I tell you about the best Christmas present ever? When I was growing up, every day on my way to school, we had to pass some shops. Come December, and the shops were full of their wonderful Christmas displays. And one year, I noticed something in the display that I fell in love with. It was a beautiful doll. She was about 10 inches tall. She had long brown hair, a yellow dress, white socks and black shoes. And I fell in love with her. And every time we passed the shop, I asked my mum if I could have her for Christmas. She always said, "We'll wait and see what Father Christmas brings." But I knew that the doll was expensive and that we didn't have a lot of money, but it never stopped me asking. Christmas arrived that year and we travelled by train to Liverpool to stay with friends of my mum's who were house parents in a children's home. I became one of about 12 children in the home, spending Christmas together. On Christmas Eve, I went to bed with butterflies in my tummy. What gifts would Father Christmas bring for me the following morning? And most important of all, would I get the doll I so desperately wanted? Well, I don't think any of us slept very well, but the next morning we woke up with great excitement because at the foot of every single bed of every single child there was a box filled with toys. There were books, a selection box, the inevitable tangerine, the crayons and colouring books, but there was only one present that I desperately wanted to find, and that was the doll from the shop window. Do you think that she was there? As I delved to the bottom of the box, there she was. And here she is now. She was the best Christmas present I ever received as a child. Her name is Alice, and I have loved her and played with her for many years. I've played with her. Our daughters have played with her and our granddaughters have played with her. Her original dress, socks and shoes have long gone, and she's looking a bit the worse for wear. But she is very special to me even today. She was the best Christmas present ever. Or was she? She has certainly brought a lot of joy and pleasure, not only to me, but to other little girls I love. But over the years, I've outgrown Alice, and she now lies at the bottom of a toy box, waiting for Hannah, our youngest granddaughter, to come and play with her. But Hannah too is now outgrowing Alice, although she will always be treasured for all of us. But she isn't really the best Christmas present I've ever received, because Jesus is. As I have outgrown Alice, I have never outgrown Jesus. Alice brought joy and pleasure for a while. Jesus brings joy and love for life. While Alice may be left in the bottom of a toy box until she is wanted, Jesus is the best Christmas present ever because he is the gift I not only want, but he is the gift I need. Jesus is the greatest gift we've ever been given. Given in love, given in peace, given to bring love, given to bring peace. I could relegate Jesus to the back of my life, forgotten just like Alice is most of the time. But why would I do that? When this gift from God is his greatest gift not only to me, but to you and to the world. Not only at Christmas, but for all eternity. May God bless you. Amen.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
From your heart to take, from your hand to show you to The reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 16. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinus was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. Amen.
The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown.
Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the merry hearts, sweet singing in the choir.
We know the story, don't we? Every year we have it read to us. Today there are still people who are made to travel, perhaps walking great distances and having to take flimsy boats on dangerous seas, having to live in squalor, having to survive. Jesus was born in conditions perhaps like those in a refugee camp, and Bethlehem would have been crammed with travellers, all being forced to go there by the Romans. The so-called innkeeper, often given a bad press, actually took pity on Mary and offered what little shelter there was. Most likely a normal house, possibly that of a relative of Joseph's, packed with travellers who had to register in the city of their birth. There was literally no room, no space. The ground floor of or basement of the house was often used for animals, and it may well have been there that Jesus was born. Hospitality is central to the Christian life, giving aid to those in need. And when hospitality is offered, it is as if a barrier collapses. Someone enters a space that doesn't belong to them, but is made welcome. It becomes their home, albeit temporarily. Make yourself at home, we say. Our society is so often guilty of putting up barriers, building walls like the one surrounding Bethlehem today, or like the one that President Trump wanted to build at the US-Mexican border, and perhaps like the metaphorical one that we all voted for in 2016, perhaps not all of us, refusing freedom of movement into our nation from other EU countries. Mary and Joseph were given hospitality, albeit of the most humble kind. Now, the first to arrive were shepherds. Such people were also seen as oddballs, men who slept out in the countryside, whose standard of religious observance would not pass muster due to the nature of their job. Perhaps they represent those who don't fit into respectable society, even today. Those people who aren't able to come to church or weren't before COVID because of shift patterns, perhaps. Those who have 0-hour contracts who can be called to work at a moment's notice. All those who struggle to fit in with today's demanding society. All those on benefits for whom every day is a struggle. So what about the homeless? An ever-increasing number of people forced to live outside, vulnerable to drugs, alcoholism and coronavirus. Would the angels have perhaps announced the good news of great joy to those people if they'd come today? Would they have appeared perhaps to a queue outside a night shelter? Or perhaps to those waiting for a local food bank to open? So, what is the hope for today's struggling Christmas? Today's poor, perhaps better translated for today as the struggling to cope or struggling to fit in. Perhaps those faced with mounting debt, jobs lost due to the pandemic. Those people mentioned first when Jesus lists those who are blessed in his kingdom, and who are first again as he quotes from Isaiah in the temple, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach good news to the poor." Poor in many ways, lacking resources, financial or otherwise, and poor in spirit, perhaps feeling down, depressed, grieving at this time of year particularly. So, in what sense could we, in today's society, echo God's words spoken through Isaiah? How can we be the hope that is as much needed today as it has ever been? So, as we continue to celebrate today, let's remember that the child can be, as the carol puts it, born in us today. We're called to carry on Jesus' work. We're called to fulfil the prophecy today, to spread the good news that the just and righteous King is available for everyone, and he can live in all our hearts if we only make room for him. Happy Christmas. Amen.
For our prayers, there will be a response, and it's from an old hymn you may remember. And so when you hear me say, "Emmanuel, God with us, help us to invite you into our lives," please respond, "O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee." And so we pray for our world, fighting the COVID-19 virus, fighting each other in places like Ethiopia and the Yemen, and fighting to save the planet that you made. Emmanuel, God with us, help us to invite you into our lives. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee.
We pray for the United Kingdom and the decision makers who act on our behalf, balancing concern for health and for the economy, saving lives and saving livelihoods. Emmanuel, God with us, help us to invite you into our lives. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee.
We pray for our local communities and for health workers and the members of the emergency services, keeping us safe on this special day, unable to be with their families. Emmanuel, God with us, help us to invite you into our lives. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee.
We pray for the members and friends of our churches, particularly those of us who will be remembering lost loved ones today, and for those who are ill or caring for loved ones. We pray too for those who will have little reason to celebrate today, grieving for those who are no longer here, and those who will be spending the day alone due to the pandemic, unable to see family members or to gather with others at local venues. Emmanuel, God with us, help us to invite you into our lives.
O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee.
Amen.
Whatever today may hold, whatever tomorrow might bring, the future is secure, for Christ is with us. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Live each moment with him, in quiet confidence and joyful celebration, for he is ours, and we are his for all eternity. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven.